We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since the retreat. I want to get some thoughts just generally on how that went for you.
It went well. We had a day and a half to talk about our strategic initiatives. We agreed that other than a little wordsmithing, that the core seven strategic initiatives would continue, and that's good governance, financially sustainable city, core services and infrastructure, neighborhood integrity, diverse growing economy, improved mobility, and sustainable city.
Well, let me ask you, as one member of council, you know, we're for the first time in a while, we're at the point where things are good. I mean, we had a couple of tough years out there. Where are the areas that you, as one member of council, would like to see maybe the budget expand a little bit and for y'all to maybe take back some areas that you had to get rid of because of the budget crunch?
Well, I think street maintenance, and we need a new EMS truck. You know, those are not inexpensive.
I know that y'all are working hard. Every time we talk about neighborhood integrity and rental property and how you're going to handle that, it's a thorny issue because it's pretty emotional. It's folks' neighborhoods and their biggest investment. But I know that people have been pretty forthright with the city as far as the opinions. What are the kind of things that you are necessarily hearing from the surveys from renters?
Surveys were conducted, and we got a lot of citizen feedback that was good and candid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difficult issue. I mean, there's no question about it. Property owners have the right to rent their property. Homeowners don't like, you know, the extra cars and noise and... So it's an issue that's going to require a lot more work and more dialogue between the groups.
Is there a linchpin type situation? Is it parking? Is it number of residents in the structure? I mean, what do you think is really the thing that's the hottest issue in this?
I think mostly it's parking.
Mm-hmm.
We have in my neighborhood a house that's been rented for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe there's 5 students in the 4-bedroom house, but, you know, you can't prove it. But they've got 9 pickups,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the end of a cul-de-sac, and so they park on the street, and to the point of which neighbors next door can't get their trash picked up because the garbage truck can't get close enough to the curb because of the truck that's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're awfully nice kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't throw parties, and they're not, you know, making a lot of noise. But the issue there is the parking.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's the mayor herself right in that issue, which, again, is duplicated all over the cities.
Absolutely.
But I think the other thing that we need to also remember, that's true that these young people do bring in their lifestyles or their multiple vehicles. But, you know, bad neighbors can be longtime homeowner residents as well.
Absolutely.
Bad neighbor's a bad neighbor no matter
where. Exactly. And so I think it's just more dialogue with the students, people in your neighborhood. We always, in our neighborhood, we have a renter. We kill them with kindness. We bring them cookies. We welcome them to the neighborhood and, you know.
Do you think that the university and Blinn should have any part in making sure that their students are good neighbors?
Well, I think they both do, and that is in their student registration packet. They get information about being a good neighbor, and you know, when you get 10,000 kids out for the big event, you know, so
yeah.
There's a bunch of good kids on campus.
Well, that's true. Let's talk about, again, as things are good, cities grow, an Economic Outlook Conference. We had, you know, just a whole lot of good news for both cities there. But as that happens, obviously, I think now the new number is 1,700 people a day are moving to Texas. We were at 1,000 not that long ago. So we're going to get our share when it comes to that. That means growing cities. That may also mean bond issues. Do we see a bond issue on the horizon?
Probably in 2015.
Okay, so here we are at 2014 just started. What's the process for that calendar running up to a bond issue right now?
Well, the city has to focus on, you know, some issues that they want citizens to discuss, and then we'll have a citizens committee, and they will prioritize the list. I mean, in any case, we've got a list longer than money we're going to be able to raise.
Sure.
So Infrastructure improvements probably going to be the number one thing on the bond issue. But what the timeline is, we think this summer we'll form a citizens committee.
Well, again, as the city gets to have more and more people, there are more and more questions. Council gets put forth. People have interest. They come to the council meetings. A long way to get to the question now. What does this city do to house itself? I mean, we're still at a point where you're climbing all over each other. Things are tight. Have you got a suggestion as to what you can do in the short term, maybe to have enough space as this city continues to grow and you have staff needs and, you know, needs for council being meeting rooms where people enough people can be there?
I think, you know, on the bond issue, we would think about a professional, office space
mm-hmm.
for...
Retrofit something that's already here or start from ground zero and build something?
I think probably start from ground zero.
Yeah, okay. And that's that would be a long process. That'd still take a few years.
Yes.
That's it. Well, how about as far as business recruitment and keeping people here? I know that's one of the things that's nice. We were, in fact, talking to Bill Flores this morning about making sure on a national basis that the environment is good for job creation to make sure that people don't take their businesses away from here. But, you know, what do you see College Station being able to do as far as retention and then bringing new ones in?
Well, at our retreat, we did talk to staff to focus on building a diversified economy and being business friendly. You know, groundbreakings help and ribbon cuttings help, but they help to build the tax base. But we really need to try to keep businesses here and, you know, recruit new businesses as well.
Yeah, certainly is no secret that College Station has not necessarily had the reputation of being as friendly. But I guess your competition now changes, too. You may be competing with different cities now than you were even 5 years ago.
Or even different states.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true. Anything else on your radar today?
Yes. Registration continues for the Brazos Valley Senior Games. In case you and the lovely Miss Jackie want to
do that.
Yeah, track and field, basketball, bowling, horseshoes, and a bunch of other sports.
Pickleball.
Yes.
Yeah, my favorite. Yeah.
So if you want to register, go to cstx.gov/seniors, and you can register and find out all the games that are being played.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, because it's my show, I do want to regress for just a minute. City of Bryan had a special meeting Monday to go ahead and have their second reading and pass their ordinances having to do with payday loan companies. I have to say that this thing has moved at light speed in the form of government. Where are we with it in the city of College Station?
I would suspect that we'll be bringing it back probably the first meeting in February.
Okay, well, again.
Because it's a concern to all of us.
Well,
you know,
kudos for y'all for doing that.
You know, we want to pass a law that's enforceable and one that does not prey on the individuals who are not making it.
Sure, exactly. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.